نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. My dear respected brothers and elders, we were reading the chapter of Tawbah, chapter of Istighfar, repentance towards Allah. This long hadith, and it is about those three people who were left out from the Battle of Tabuk. So we'll read it in portions and parts. Abdullah ibn Ka'ab ibn Malik, who was from among the sons of Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu, who served as a guide to Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu when the latter became blind, narrates, "I heard my father Ka'ab ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu narrating his story when he did not join the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the expedition of Tabuk. Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu said, I never abstained from joining the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in any expedition except for the expedition of Tabuk, which took place in 9 years after Hijrah. However, I did remain behind from the Battle of Badr, but no one was reprimanded for remaining behind in that battle. At that time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims merely went out for the caravan of the Quraysh. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the Muslims to confront their enemy unexpectedly. I was present with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the night of Aqaba when we pledged to support Islam. I would not like to exchange this participation of mine even with that of Badr, even though Badr was more a talking point among the people than the night of Aqaba. At the time when I remained behind and did not join the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the expedition of Tabuk, my situation was this, that there was no one stronger nor more affluent than me. By Allah, I never had two fully laden camels before this expedition. Whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam decided to go on an expedition, he would not disclose his real objective until the actual expedition took place. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undertook this expedition in extremely hot weather. He had to endure a long journey across difficult terrain and face a huge army. He made clear to the Muslims the matter at hand so that they could make adequate preparations for their expedition. He therefore informed them of their objective. The Muslims with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were many in number, but there was no register recording their exact number. Ka'ab radiyallahu anhu said, "Very rarely did a person who wanted to absent himself think that his absence would remain concealed as long as revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not come down, exposing his absence. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam undertook this expedition at a time when the fruits had ripened and there was plenty of shade. I was therefore more inclined to the fruits and the shade. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims with him began their preparations. I would also leave in the morning in order to begin preparations with him, but I would return without having done anything. I would think to myself, I have the means to make preparation whenever I like. I continued procrastinating in this way. When the people eventually made their final preparations, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims departed the next morning, whereas I did not complete any of my preparations. I left in the morning and returned without having accomplished anything. I continued procrastinating to such an extent that the army of Muslims advanced quite a distance. I made an intention to depart and catch up with them. If only I had done that, but that was not destined for me. After the departure of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I began walking around among the people. It grieved me that I did not find any good example to follow, except a confirmed hypocrite or a weak person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excused from going out in battle. Inshallah, we'll continue the story. The only thing, my dear brothers, is there are many virtues of istighfar and tawbah. But the greatest one which Quran mentions is that Quran says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, that Allah gave this glad tidings to His Messenger that Allah is not going to punish anyone, Allah is not going to punish the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so long he, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is present among them. And the next thing what Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبُهُمْ وَهُمْ مُسْتَغْفِرُونَ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, that Allah is not going to punish them. Never, Allah is never going to punish them so long they are making istighfar, they are repenting. So ulama has written, mufassirin has written, that istighfar is equal to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur ki sohbat ke mutaradif hai istighfar. A person gets the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, What a great virtue is that. But the person who is making istighfar day and night, daily, constantly, he is also getting all the fruits which what the person will get when he company Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My dear brothers, with the feeling of regret, at least 100 times day and 100 times in the evening, we should do istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. With the feeling of regret. Small, little bit feeling of regret is enough to further the tawbah.